The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon. Are you with me?
I'm always with you. You are never alone.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Sounds like there's a song in there somewhere, Rolien.
There could be, but don't ask me to sing it.
But I tell you who does probably want to break into song is the Israeli couple who back in Israel, are they not, having been detained in Turkey?
They are back in Israel, and what is very interesting is they're back here in Modi'in. They come from Modi'in. The couple, Natalie and Modi Oknin, were held captive, literally, or imprisoned in Turkey, literally for 8 days. You know, when she addressed the media this morning, Natalie Oknin called it a Hanukkah miracle. She says, because we literally were imprisoned for 8 days. But have arrived safe and sound back in Israel. And I tell you what is being lauded is the policy of quiet diplomacy that the Israeli government embarked on. A different way, probably, and please don't send me the hate mail, people, than our current prime minister's predecessor would have handled it. But early in the week, you and I tried to talk about it. And I said to you that we have been asked by the Prime Minister not to talk too much about it. And a lot of behind the scenes machinations and going on and negotiations, but they are finally free and back in Israel after their ordeal. And if you weren't following the story, basically what happened was the couple on vacation or holiday in Turkey allegedly took pictures of the president of Turkey's palace and were accused of espionage. Now, they're drivers for the Eged bus company, so they most certainly aren't spies of any kind.
So, Rolien, what actually went on? Is this something that Israeli tourists need to be wary of, traveling to Turkey? Was there a bigger picture here? What's the backstory?
Well, we don't have too much information. You know, it is a very, very delicate situation. We do know that Prime Minister Bennett will be the first Israeli Prime Minister since 2013 to have a phone call with Erdogan sometime today. But there were initially concerns that the couple will be made some kind of political example to shore up maybe support inside the country. But thank goodness, all's well that ends well. Both the Prime Minister and our Foreign Minister, Yair Lapid, taking to social media to thank President Erdogan specifically for his help.
Okay. President Herzog apparently off to the UK, and that's very interesting given that some interesting statements being made by Sir Keir Starmer.
He is off to the UK, and what is very interesting is the incredible history that the Herzog family has in the United Kingdom. There's an op-ed in today's Jewish News written by the president who's saying, you know, it's such an opportunity to honor his heritage. His father, Chaim Herzog, was a British Army major. His father, Isaac Halevi Herzog, was the chief rabbi of Ireland. We, of course, cannot forget, the rest of his family. We have his wife's family. Her father was the rabbi of Glasgow. His uncle Abba Eben was, who grew up in London, was probably one of the greatest orators and was our ambassador to the United Nations. So he has a tremendous, tremendous history. But he's off there next week to meet with Prime Minister Boris Johnson and to be at the Genesis Prize, a gala that will honor the late Chief Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. No word yet if he will meet with Her Majesty the Queen, given that she has been recommended by her doctors to rest. But very, very interesting to see our president heading off to the United Kingdom.
Interesting that that comes just in the wake of Hotovelli's abominable treatment in the UK. Is there any fear amongst Israeli diplomatic corps that he would be subjected to the same sort of behavior?
I think there would be a severe clampdown on this. You know, this is the president of the State of Israel going to the United Kingdom, but he won't be addressing any universities. Having said that, what happened to our ambassador, Tzipi Hotaveli, is absolutely untenable. But they severely underestimate Ms. Hotaveli, who is very, very fierce and says she will not be intimidated. And as you said, comes after statements from Keir Starmer, the UK Labour Party leader, who was speaking at the Labour Friends of Israel event, reiterating that he will continue to fight anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that was quite a remarkable statement, actually. Rolene, the next story is fascinating to me because I don't know what it means. Palestinian activist Bassem Eid sues Ben and Jerry's. What is going on?
Isn't it fascinating? No, so Bassem Eid is a Palestinian human rights activist, and he has opened a charge against Ben and Jerry's in the state of New York. He says, I, as a Palestinian, as well as many of my friends, family, and other Palestinians, are regular shoppers at the Gush Etzion Commercial Center, where we also frequent to eat ice cream. He says, it's the true realization of coexistence as both Jews and Muslims from Israel and the Palestinian territories work and shop there. He says that Ben and Jerry's are propagating hate and are costing Palestinians their jobs, their livelihood. And he says, quote unquote, are you listening? Because I know some of you BDS activists do listen to Chai FM. The gangsters behind the BDS are causing a lot of damage to the Palestinians. I want to raise awareness amongst the US judicial system about how much damage they are causing. If they poured all of the money they are spending on boycotts into building factories and creating jobs in the West Bank and Gaza, it would go a long way to truly helping Palestinians.
Wow, that is a surprising story. Didn't expect that. And also what I didn't expect was the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. grilling Abbas over pay to slay somewhere this week. I read that perhaps they are re-looking at their policies.
Well, that was according to our Minister of Regional Cooperation, but it was swiftly denied by the Palestinian Authority. But what is interesting, and many of you are familiar with Dr. Hanan Ashrawi, who is often in the media on the Palestinian side, who's basically used a racial slur against the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. So before I get to that, let's talk about what Ambassador Thomas Greenfield is doing in the territories. She was in Israel. She met with Mahmoud Abbas and has held him accountable for the pay to slay, saying it needs to be stopped with immediate effect. She also took UNRWA to task. She met with educators, she met with students, she listened to their stories, but she said that UNRWA needs to be held more accountable for their actions. And Hanan Ashrawi has basically said this, and I'm quoting, this is Hanan Ashrawi: for an African-American woman to adopt the patronizing tone and attitude of the colonial white man's burden is not only offensive, but also a betrayal of our struggle against racism, misogyny, and white supremacy. We know how to educate our children. So bringing race into it, making it a racial issue, is profoundly offensive, and I wonder how the U.S. administration are going to react to Ashrawi's comment.
Let's stick with the unfortunate news for a moment. I came across an article, I think it was today, Rolene, talking about a whole bunch of Hollywood stars, including Susan Sarandon, unfortunately not being very complimentary about Israel.
Well, Susan Sarandon, I mean, I think she's trying to be relevant. Susan Sarandon has been taken to task by many of us on Twitter for propagating hate. She's one, Ellen Barkin is another, who have been sharing across their social media some of the most vile invective. They think that they are being super liberal, ultra wokies, big time social activists, but actually they are tweeting out conspiracy theory and anti-Semitic rhetoric, plain and simple as that.
Ro, that takes us exactly to 5:30. Sorry I missed you yesterday, but great to have you today, and I've got you all to myself next week.
All to yourself, what can I say?
Thank you.